Welcome to Wake Up with Hope. Today is Friday, March the 10th, and I have a word from the Lord for you. This morning, the Holy Spirit has continued to speak to me about the set time. We've been talking about that this week. But he reminded me of a prophetic word he gave me in prayer nearly 1 year to date. So I want you to get ready for this word that I'm going to read right now that I have prepared, that the Lord gave me and reminded me of, and I believe it's going to put everything together and in perspective of where we are exactly this year of Jubilee, and here we are in the month of March. Remember, March comes from the Latin Martius, which means the god of war. So this month means war, and it's warfare for the victory that is already won. So remember, we're not fighting to get the victory. We're fighting from the position that we've already gotten the victory. I'm going to read this, and those of you that are on this morning, I will be sharing this on an email as well. If you receive our emails, if you don't, then go ahead and sign up on the website, SharonBowen.com. But if you do, you will be getting this in print. We will be sending out an email. But I want you to really pay attention to this, and you will see how God is putting everything together in the set time. A whirlwind is coming. You will see a whirlwind of my spirit that will come to this nation. One big whirlwind that will spark smaller whirlwinds that will light on people, and they will become houses of prayer. Now, I want to stop for a moment. What's happening right now in America? We are getting small whirlwinds of revival. A move of God is starting. But God warned us. God showed me this a year ago, and I want to make that clear, because remember, when God speaks to us, it's for a set time. The set time may not be the moment that he speaks to us, but there is a set time for every word. I will begin to uproot, pull down, and destroy. I will break things that need to be broken and open doors that have been shut, for this is the patience of the saints. Through tribulation, you will come into the kingdom, and this is to show you what must be removed. The small whirlwinds are coming to the hearts that have been prepared, to those who have been watching, waiting, preparing, and enduring. The wind will come. It will blow away the chaff and will strengthen those who have stood strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. What started in the upper room 2,000 years ago will be intensified in these end time days. In the whirlwind, there will be an increase of the volume and acceleration. And the fire of God will come again on the church to those who have been waiting and watching. The wind will blow away the chaff so the fire can come upon the wheat. For the eyes of the Lord are looking throughout the earth, searching for those who are watching and whose hearts are pure. Just like a whirlwind took Elijah to heaven, so this whirlwind will bring heaven to earth. Now pay attention to what the Lord says next here. I will come and I will stomp my foot on the earth. Now this is a very strange wording. It's not something I'm familiar with in any word that God has ever given me. But as you listen, you'll understand why God said this. So I'm going to repeat that. I will come and stomp my foot on the earth, and it will be followed by a marching of my saints. It will begin with one of my feet hitting the ground and will set the pace for my saints to follow me. It is time for the pace to be set, not by man, but by me. I am that I am, and it is only through me that true revival will be seen on this earth. Now, isn't that amazing to you that the Lord spoke this over a year ago, and here we are in the season of the Jubilee year talking about revival and what has been breaking out in Asbury and campuses across America, churches across America, and look at what the Lord says. It is only through me that true revival will be seen on this earth. When my foot hits, the dust will be lifted up, and the old dead religious system will be removed, and the dry bones will come alive. Wow. Can I read that again? That is so powerful. I feel the anointing all over this. When my foot hits the earth, the dust will be lifted up, and the old dead religious system will be removed, and the dry bones will come alive. I will shake up what has made you comfortable. The normal and routine, I will shake up and come like a mighty rushing wind and will blow away the chaff. This is the second time the Lord is talking about the blowing away of the chaff. Everything that is not of me, everything that is not rooted in my love will be removed. I am moving with force, the force of my spirit. And only those who can keep up will follow me. There can be no more doubting. You are either hot or cold, but if you are lukewarm, you will be spit out of my mouth. I am only going to use those who are on fire for me. The hottest fire possible, those with a blue flame, will be part of my end time army, for it will take that type of intensity to destroy the demonic forces that are roaming throughout the earth. I am rounding up my people. I have them chosen and selected them by name. And when I come, they will be ready like the virgins with oil in their lamps. Now, I don't have time to break every sentence down in this word from God, but you need to listen again, read this, study it, because the Holy Spirit has so much to say in this word. He emphasizes the chaff being blown away. So I want you to think about this for a moment, because at the threshing floor is when the wheat was threshed and the chaff was separated from the wheat. And it was always on a hill and there was always wind. This whole word is about a whirlwind. And the result of the whirlwind coming. So chaff being blown away, you see the separation from the wheat and the chaff. The chaff is light. The chaff has no substance, but the wheat has weight. The chaff just blows in the wind, but the wheat falls to the ground because there is weight. God is separating the chaff from the wheat. There are people that are just mouthing off Christianity, talking about the Lord, but they don't have any weight to them. And then there are the wheat. Do you know there are two harvests? There's the barley harvest, and there's the wheat harvest. Barley ripens in the cold conditions, but wheat ripens in the heat. We are the wheat. We are going to go through the trials because God has an end-time army that have to go through the fiery trials to produce what God has in our lives. And so the wheat harvest is the last harvest. It's the end time harvest, and it takes heat for wheat to ripen. And God is talking and emphasizing this whirlwind that's coming. Now, I believe the whirlwind is here. God answered Job, remember, out of a whirlwind. God took Elijah to heaven by a whirlwind. In Acts 2, there were 120 people praying, and the Holy Spirit came by a whirlwind. It was a rushing, mighty wind. What do you think that was? It was a whirlwind. And you know what? The Bible says the whirlwind filled the entire house. We are the house of God today. 2,000 years ago, you see what happened prior to where we are right now. 2,000 years ago, they were all in one accord, and a whirlwind came, and fire came, and they were changed forever. Well, now, 2,000 years later, the whirlwind has not stopped blowing, but we now have become the upper room. We are the room. We're the house. And God is separating the chaff and the wheat, and he is coming to fill the house again. The whirlwind will fill those who are empty, and those who have emptied themselves of the flesh and the carnal desires and the lust of the world and the things of the world, those who are emptied will be ready for the whirlwind because it comes at a set time. Monday and Wednesday of this week's podcast, if you missed those two, you have got to hear them. It is such a word from God. I have received so many emails about this message on the set time. We are in the set time of God. Remember, you set your alarm to go off at a time every morning. God has a set time for something to happen. And that whirlwind is being released now because this is the set time. We're in the year of Jubilee. Many things are changing. Remember the three words that I shared with you that God gave me for this year: restitution, recompense, reward. Well, that is for good and for evil. So you think about the word recompense, the payback. It is for good or for evil? Look at what's happening right now in the news. January 6th, the lies that were fabricated by the media and the government, those lies are now being exposed. Those videos have been withheld from the public for 3 years. It's being exposed now. God is using a whirlwind. He is uncovering. There is going to be a recompense right here and a reward. The reward is for good and for evil. So how have we been living? What have we been doing? God is judging the wicked as much as God is promoting and blessing the righteous. The whirlwind is for good, and the whirlwind is also to judge the wicked, and we're seeing it happening right now. Now, I want to share two scriptures before I bring in a story that I just heard yesterday. It is fascinating, and I truly believe it has everything to do with this. First of all, on this whirlwind, we need to look at Jeremiah 30:23. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury. A continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain on the head of the wicked. Note that. Again, God is moving. He's moving. And that whirlwind is for good, and that whirlwind will also bring destruction. It will bring destruction on the head of the wicked, and it's already happening. Look at Ezekiel 1:4. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber, and out of the midst of the fire. What was going on here? A whirlwind came out of the north, and a fire was in it. What happened in the upper room? Wind and fire. Whirlwind and fire. God is doing it again. And God is doing something on a scale we've never experienced before. Remember, I shared with you that everything in God's order and kingdom is for a set time. Habakkuk 2 declares, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. That's a set time. But the end of it will speak. It will not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. Because the just will live by faith. So when God says something, he's going to put you through a waiting period to test your faith. But mark my word, it will happen. God's word has to happen because it can't return void. It's a set time. You see, this whirlwind is a set time. God is moving in a way he has never moved before, and we're only in the beginning. Remember, this is your jubilee. Jubilee. Debt cancels. Think it through. Debts are canceled. There is promotion. There is favor. Bondages are broken. Captives go free. Restoration of families. There's a blessing in jubilee for the righteous who have been faithful. It's faithfulness that he's looking for. The vision is for an appointed or set time. We're all wondering when revival will come. It's been dead. It's been dry. Churches are dry. No move of God. It's here. Small whirlwinds are beginning. The Spirit of God is moving. And we are going to see miracles on a scale we have never seen miracles before. That is why I have been encouraging everyone, especially after the dream I had about April 7th, Good Friday, come to this service. People are coming from all over America. Do you know, even the hotel rooms that were blocked, we have no more. We've had to ask the hotel to add some more rooms. And people are coming because there's an anticipation of what God's going to do. And I'm telling every one of you, God is going to move. You need to make it a priority to come. It is that important. Don't miss the move of God. You know, if the 120 didn't show up to the upper room, they would have missed it. Do you know that the Lord visited 500 people after the resurrection? Only 120 showed up to the upper room. So 380 people missed the whirlwind, and they missed the fire. That is why it's so important that we gather in person. We've got to come together. They didn't do this online. They were in person. We need to come together as a body. There is strength in numbers. There's a power that's released. And I know Good Friday, April 7th, as we go through the Feast of Passover, God is going to visit his people in an unprecedented way. It's jubilee. It's jubilee. So I want to share something. It is so powerful. This really spoke to me. I heard this on the news yesterday. So there were some sheep in New Jersey, I believe, at the slaughtering house. So you know what the slaughtering house is, and they're all lined up. They've got their number. They're marked. And they're going to be slaughtered. But somehow, seven sheep escaped. So what do you think this number through? We know the number seven is completion. We know that the number seven links with the church of Jesus Christ. There are seven churches mentioned in Revelation. So the number seven always links with the churches. Seven sheep escaped. And they were found roaming the streets. And this is so interesting to me. At 6 a.m. is when they were found. So they were interviewing the gentleman that had come, you know, he worked with the animal, you know, control, and he put them in his vehicle, and he took them to a gentleman who raises sheep, and but he had to gather them up because they were roaming the streets. And it's interesting because there were seven sheep. I mean, what are the odds of this, y'all? How God speaks to us. We are his sheep, right? We are always likened to his sheep. So the miracle of the story is they escaped the slaughtering house. They're about to be killed. But miraculously, they escaped. Nobody knows how they escaped. They haven't figured it out yet. How did those sheep find their way out to get transported into town? Follow me. I mean, this is a phenomenal story. So the animal, you know, control gentleman, he was being interviewed last night, and he said, you know, I don't know how they got there. We are trying to figure that out. Maybe someone was leaving and they jumped in the back of the truck. Now, how are these sheep going to figure this out? They're smart. They know. They're about to be with the masses to get slaughtered. These seven sheep found a way to escape in the middle of the night. However they escaped, we don't know if they jumped in the back of a truck. We don't know, but this is miraculous. Nonetheless, it is miraculous, nonetheless, that they were able to accomplish this. And they were now taken in a vehicle and transported to this gentleman who raises sheep. And you know what he said? He said, we are still baffled by this entire incident. We don't know how these seven sheep escaped the slaughtering house. But now that they're here, they are safe. They are safe. They will not be killed, and they will live out their life to the fullest. You need to watch this interview, y'all. This is amazing. You can probably Google it and find this story. But how fascinating is that? Now that they are here, they will be fed and nourished, and they are safe. They will never be returned to the slaughtering house. They will be kept. They will live out their life here. Wow. Is anybody hearing today? I mean, are you listening to what the Spirit is saying to us? Everything you think that has come against you to bring situations in your life to an end, you feel like, God, everything has been taken. It's over for me. God has a miraculous way of bringing you out. Hallelujah. Maybe a whirlwind picked them up. I don't know what happened. But miraculously, they're in this town, roaming the streets at 6 a.m. So look at that number six. From Adam to where we are today has been 6,000 years. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You cannot make these things up if you tried. You know this is the Lord. It has been 6,000 years, and the return of the Lord is nigh at hand. Remember, Jesus came 2,000 years ago, so that from Adam to Christ is 4,000. From Christ to his return is 2,000. It's been 6,000 years. Seven sheep seven churches are about to be rescued. Hallelujah. From the wicked rule of Satan, who has come to kill, steal, and destroy. Wow, this is a message, everyone. The presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's been 6,000 years. Jesus is returning, and he's returning for a bride. And they broke loose from the grips of death. They were in a slaughtering house. Who conquered death? Our Lord himself. And what season are we going into? Passover. And what is Passover? When I see the blood, I will pass over you. It is being spared death and coming into life. Hallelujah. You know, I need to be, instead of in my PJs, because, you know, I get up early, and I'm ministering right now on this phone call. I should be dressed, and I need to be preaching to people this morning because the presence of the Lord is so strong, and this is a word for every one of us. The set time has come. The whirlwind is here. They were miraculously released, and they are alive and well, and they get to live out their lives. Psalm 91, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Hallelujah. Those who are faithful, faithful, and those seven sheep were not little baby lambs. They were mature. Look at them. You should look at the images. The gentleman said that they were heavy. They weighed 200 pounds. Heavy, the weight. The chaff blows away, but the wheat has weight. God is coming back for a bride that has weight. The weight of God's glory is what we carry. Hallelujah. And when you have the weight of God's glory, you will live in the miraculous. You will have miraculous things happen. They escaped death. And you look at them, they were pinned, they were marked. They're going to live out their lives. They're not going to die prematurely. They will live out their lives, and they were miraculously saved. And that is a sign and a word. That is a very rare thing. I don't know if I've ever heard of anything like this happening, but I'm telling you all, the number seven and the number six, both in that story, and it just happened. So let's be in expectation. The set time has come. Do you know there was a set time? They thought they were going to die, but there was a set time God had for them to be released. And God made a way, because it's the year of Jubilee. In the year of Jubilee, look, even the animals are getting miracles. How much more us, the saints of God, those who love the Lord, who serve the Lord, if God can perform that kind of miracle and rescue seven sheep from a slaughtering house, can God not take care of you? I want you to expect the miraculous. I want you to have an expectation, because every day you wake up, it's Jubilee. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Listen, it looked bad for them, but God was about to perform a miracle. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Your situation may look bad, but you don't know. In the middle of the night, God is about to perform a miracle. In the middle of the night, they escaped, and they were found at 6 a.m., crack of dawn. They were fine, and their lives were spared. Hallelujah. Boy, there is so much to this, but I'm going to wrap it up here, and I pray that you will listen to this message again and listen to this word God gave me on the whirlwind. This podcast will be uploaded about an hour or so after we conclude this morning, and I want you to share it. Get people to listen to this. They need to hear this word. It will encourage and build their faith. The set time has come. Get ready. The whirlwind is here, and God will do the miraculous. Don't forget, Elijah was taken by a whirlwind. Oh, blessed be the glorious name of the Lord. We just love you, Holy Spirit. We just thank you. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you that this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It is March the 10th, 10, the number of a completion of a cycle. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are perfecting that which concerns us. You are working in ways we can't see, but you are still there. Just like in the book of Esther, we just came through Purim. Your name is not mentioned in that book, but you are working behind the scenes. You are working. We may not see it, but you have a plan and a purpose, and it will be established. So we praise you and bless you and thank you today. Fill us again and anoint us again and use us for your glory. Get the chaff out of our lives so we can have weight and we can have the glory of God resting on our lives. In Jesus' name, let the miracle signs and wonders just be released over everyone's life that's listening today. Let the miracle signs and wonders, the presence of God, the whirlwind of glory be released upon our lives. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' glorious name. Amen and amen. Get your tickets to Good Friday and don't miss it. Come and bring everybody you can. It is going to be a phenomenal outpouring of the Spirit of God. Again, it's April 7th right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Go to SharonBolin.com and get your tickets today. And I'm looking forward to seeing you. Listen, we're already at 50%, and usually we're not at 50% till 2 weeks before, so people are coming, and we only have X amount of seats, so don't delay. Make sure you get your seats reserved today. I'm going to conclude right here. Thank you for listening. Now, those of you that are on the podcast live, please hold on. I'm going to turn off the recording for everyone else. But if you're on live this morning, just stay with me, and we'll have a time where we'll open up the phone line. God bless you.